yet an op-ed piece yesterday in Town Hall discussing the vote against Obamacare, and sure enough, you got to roll that vote out, and it took place pretty much as you expected?
That's correct. Yeah, I was glad we were able to do it, particularly for the 40-some-odd new freshmen that we have that campaigned on repealing and replacing Obamacare. So this gave them the first vote opportunity to do that. And that this was an effort that was led by the Republican Study Committee to push to have that vote early so that we could put our stake in the ground and let the American people know that we still stand with them and against the president on this, you know, this huge government bureaucracy that he's trying to create.
Well, now, you know, the idea that the Democrats say is, well, all you've done is demagogue on this since day one. So what is your answer to that? When will we see a plan on the Republican side?
Well, one of the things that's different about this vote to repeal Obamacare is we actually have instructions in it to ask the three committees of jurisdiction, including Ways and Means and Energy and Commerce, to begin working on the replacement. And so this way we say, you know, we are actually moving forward to give the American people something that puts the patient and the provider back together so that they can have a discussion with their doctor regarding their coverage instead of having the discussion with a government bureaucrat or an insurance company. And also it will be based on free market principles. So, you know, they can say we demagogue all they want to, but at the end of the day, we're actually going to put forward a proposal. Now, and the Republican Study Committee actually had one last year. We were unable to get it onto the floor. I have a task force that's working on it again this year. I think we'll actually have a new improved version to put, you know, we'll encourage our leadership to put it on the House floor. If we don't like the one that the committee's come up with, my suspicion is that the committee's will come up with something that's going to be something that the American people will like.
You know what, you talk, Bill Flores joining us from D.C., you talk about something that the American people will like. The reality now is coming home to roost with some people who are going to have to pay 1% of not very much money that they're making. They thought they'd just be able to pay a penalty and get by with Obama not buying some sort of insurance. Now the reality of what this cost of this program is seems to be sinking into more Americans. Your thoughts there?
Well, they should be. They're rightfully concerned. I mean, if you look at what's happened to your typical American family, that's sort of in the bottom half of the economic distribution, they have just gotten pummeled over the last 6 years. Their incomes have gone sideways. Their health care costs are higher. Their insurance costs are higher. Their education costs is higher. Up until recently, their energy costs were higher. Food costs is higher. I mean, everything is going up on them, so they're getting squeezed on this president's economic policies. And so, you know, we need to do something to fight that. That's one of the reasons, you know, I didn't like the president's budget, because it was more of the same policies that have really sort of had their boot on the neck of American families. There are more, I don't know if you realize this, but there are more American families living paycheck to paycheck than at any time in our history since the Great Depression. And so I don't know why the president wants to double down on his failed policies, but he seems to think that's the appropriate thing to do to put bureaucrats in charge of America's families.
So people understand, of course, the president did roll out his budget where Congress has been operating for a long, long time, has been what are called continuing resolutions or CRs. Yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security ended up being the poster child for that, because they said if you go with a CR, then there won't be any new spending. You can only spend at past levels, and we need to be amping up security. And so the Homeland Security Department seems to be the poster child for not doing a CR.
Yeah, I agree with that. And actually, we do need to change the way that DHS spends money and that we appropriate money to them, because they haven't been spectacularly successful in terms of controlling our borders. Now, part of that has been the decision making at the top in the White House, but we do need to recalibrate the way we spend money in Department of Homeland Security so that we can get control of our borders and make the country or keep the country safe. I mean, I do worry that what's happening in the Middle East may wind up migrating over here, and we're not spending money appropriately or in the appropriate buckets in order to control that.
Let's branch off over to the Middle East for just a minute. Obviously, shocking video that was produced, that showed the Jordanian pilot being burned to death in a cage. We were discussing this morning. Is this a shot heard round the world type of event?
Well, Yes, it is. I mean, I think the first beheading that the Islamic State performed on video was shocking enough. This, of course, is even more shocking. My heart reaches out to the Jordanian people that are trying to, maintain a decent society, and that they're having to put up with refugees from Syria and Iraq that are flooding their country. Because of what the Islamic State's doing, and now they have to watch one of their own being burned alive. I mean, I don't think the Islamic State does themselves any favor when they release this kind of stuff. But they seem to think that just seems to be in fitting with their barbaric style. I'm troubled that the president doesn't address this as what it is. It's radical Islamic terrorism. Yeah. But he just doesn't seem to be able to get the words out of his mouth.
The the other concern is that short of Turkey, there's no one other than the United States who can put together a military force to be able to answer this if we decide that we need to have some level of involvement.
That's correct. When I met with King Abdullah of Jordan back in November, when I was on, it was part of my trip through Afghanistan, we talked to him, and he said, we need to have a Middle Eastern face on this conflict to defeat the Islamic State, and I agree with him. But he said, we need to have U.S. resources to help us. But we as the Jordanians need to take the lead, and I'm wondering if that's the reason that the Islamic State decided to be so barbaric in the way that they treated this pilot. It just tells me that we can't pussyfoot around the way the president's tried to with the Islamic State. We need to amp up our resources and try to help our Middle Eastern friends deal with this threat to the civilization of that part of the world. And look, I mean, they're going after Israel, too. And so that's one of the reasons we invited Prime Minister Netanyahu to come address Congress, so he could tell us what's actually going on in that set of zip codes.
Well, this situation is shy. It'll be interesting to see in the next 72 hours how the American public reacts to this. But this is... I think it's taken it up to another level. Let's bring it back home. The Senate voted 62-36 to approve the XL pipeline. So that kind of sets up a confrontation with the president. What's your thought there?
Well, my hope is that he won't put his environmental friends up in front of the interest of hardworking American families. I mean, we talked about these families at the beginning of this conversation, how they're facing this paycheck-to-paycheck squeeze. That's the worst that they've had in almost a century. And I'm hopeful that he will decide that these families need to come in front of his special interest environmentalist friends. I'm not confident he's going to do it. I think he's going to side with the environmental community and against jobs and incomes for Americans. And so I'm struggling with that, but at least the American people know what the guy's true stripes are. I mean, he's never had to have this type of a bill on his desk before, but now he will, and he's going to have to justify the American people why he's putting environmentalist interest ahead of the interest of families.
Yep, gets to do it right out there in broad daylight for everybody to see.
Yeah, that's right. And Harry Reid can't be his hitman stand at the door anymore.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Appreciate you being with us today.
You bet. Glad to be here with our message for Representative Alcee Hastings.
Oh, wait a minute. That's
Don't
right.
Don't mess with Texas.
That's right. Don't mess with Texas. Thanks a lot, Bill.
You bet. Talk
right.
to you soon.
All right.